Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, and thanks for listening to the podcast. My name's April, but you might know me as the Bodzilla. I've decided that I really want to share some things that I know, because I know now that I didn't always know what I know, but now I do. So I'll be sharing bite-sized real talks with advice you didn't know you needed. If you already follow me online, then you know that I love talking about why everybody is a good body. But there's lots of things that I didn't know about body positivity and activism that I'd love to share with you so that you, like me, can become more inclusive and happy with your own body. This podcast, like everywhere else I hang out on the internet, is a dedicated space of kindness. All the things I talk about here will be done with as much inclusion and intersectionality as possible because I'm here to learn, teach, and grow. So if you are too, subscribe to hear from me whenever an episode drops. Welcome back. It's episode 3 of the podcast, and today I'm answering a question sent in by one of my beautiful listeners, Katie, whom I connected with through Abby Chatfield's It's a Lot podcast group on Facebook. Hi, April. My question for you is, what should I say to a loved one or friend when they say something negative about their body? I know we all do it, and unfortunately, it just comes so naturally to us that we don't even think about it. For example, when my best friend says she feels or looks fat, or my mum says she doesn't like her greys or wrinkles, I usually just say something like, shh, don't be silly, but I feel like I can do more. I think my mum and best friend are absolutely beautiful, amazing, and strong women, and I don't want putting themselves down to remain a habit. You're so right, Katie, my Pisces sister. So how do we talk about people's bodies? First of all, we don't. Body compliments have potential to reinforce things about body image that you might not realise. A classic example is one which got a few responses on my stories this week about having a pretty face. Now, it's nice to hear that your face makes someone else's eyeballs happy, but if you've been told, like I have since childhood, that you'd be so beautiful if you lost weight because you already have such a pretty face, what you might hear is that you're still not worthy. Side note, I know I have an okay face. If I didn't, how would I explain my readiness to step in front of a camera? But I still sometimes look at photos of myself when I was thinner and think my face looked better then. Spoiler, it actually didn't. But if someone is talking to you about their body, one of a few things might be happening. Are they making negative comments? Be truthful and supportive. Tell them if they say they don't like how a certain part of them looks that they don't have to. Body neutrality is another way to move from negative self-talk, and for some people is the closest to body positivity that they'll be able to get. Body neutrality acknowledges that your body is not what makes you who you are. It's what helps you do the things that make you who you are. Basically, how you look doesn't add or take away from your value as a person. Also, the way someone talks about their body is, whether they like it or not, a reflection on their feelings about all bodies. The ingrained habit to speak about yourself negatively can be rooted quite genuinely in self-hate, but often it's also tied to seeking validation or even trying to uplift others by making yourself an example of what not to be. At other times, it might simply be going along with the idea that loving ourselves is something we need to be ashamed of. That's why I want to educate and talk about body positivity in a real and honest way. Many women have said to me, I never realised the way I spoke about myself sounded like I was talking about you. Commenting on body changes can be harmful. Sometimes it's obvious that a friend is radiating happiness. When someone's glowing because they're doing something differently, of course you want to acknowledge that. Even I'm still learning not to use body talk to give compliments. I'd love to be able to show someone that I notice that they seem happy or have great style, but we're so used to talking about looks that this sounds super forced. So when I think about giving someone a compliment, I like to reflect on, what is the root of the reason this person feels good? Do they feel good because they can fit into smaller clothes and they think this is how to be pretty? Do they feel good because they bought a dress from a maker that they always wanted to, but because the brand was never inclusive enough, they had to shrink themselves and now they have? Or are they feeling good because something's changed? Maybe they're less stressed because they've changed jobs, having treatment of a health issue that's changed their body somehow, maybe even broken up with a toxic partner. so many reasons that aren't diet related for us to feel better. I certainly think lifestyle changes can also yield healthy body changes, which show on the outside, and that's amazing. It is so nice for people when they can see a return on their investments in self-care. But we have to remember that these are just chapters of our body's history, not the entire story. Last week on Instagram, I asked the question about how people feel about others using the F word, fat. I'm able to describe my body as fat these days because I'm working hard to unlearn the negative bias towards fatness. Note, I did not say I have unlearned because it's a constant learning and unlearning. Here are some of the things people who live in bigger bodies had to say. I grew up being called fat every day. I don't need that word. I say overweight, a language hangover from diet culture. I'm still learning to accept taking up more space, and it's hard. We don't say fat or comment on bodies. We talk about muscles, strength, and power. I love the word curvy. It makes me feel sexy. Accepting the word fat came in handy with accepting my body. I say I'm fat, and now I speak up when people say, no, you're not. You're beautiful. So if you're not sure, ask. If someone's comfortable describing themselves as fat, that may not mean that you're okay to say it too, but you can check if you need to. I would not call anyone else fat unless they gave me permission to. So, Katie, to answer your question, stay genuine. People choosing to uplift others with their words and being thoughtful about that is a good thing. Discouraging negative self-talk can itself feel like shaming or being invalidated. So instead, be an example of self-love and body positivity. Encourage your loved ones who feel negative about their bodies to take time to reflect on the good things that their bodies can do. Share your favourite thing about your own body. Show them how to love themselves by doing it too. Just remember, it's not brave to live in your body without shame. It's the absolute least that you deserve. Thanks again for listening to this episode of the podcast. If you enjoyed it or you know someone who might, don't forget to share it with them. You can also come and chat to me about it on Instagram or Facebook. I'm at the Bodzilla. I'll leave the links where you can find them. Until next time, stay safe and remember, your body, my body, and everybody is a good body.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.